You're listening to a Catholic news podcast from the Catholic Bishops Conference of England and Wales. Why not use iTunes to subscribe to our podcast? Simply search for Catholic News in the iStore. Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Now we're looking at Africa, more specifically Central Africa and the Great Lakes region. And within that, we're going to talk about Rwanda as well. And if you've been following our Catholic News podcasts, you may remember that we interviewed Father Orest Inshimatata from Caritas Rwanda not so long ago, around about the 20th anniversary of the horrific genocide in Rwanda. But I'm very pleased to say that today I'm joined by two bishops, Anglican bishop and a Catholic bishop. That's Bishop Augustine Ahimana Murakezi, Anglican bishop of the Diocese of Kivu, and also Catholic bishop, Bishop Antoine Kambanda, who's from the Diocese of Kibungu. Very nice to see you both. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. Bishop Murakezi, let's start with you. Anglican bishop, of course. Tell us a little bit about the problems as you see them in the Great Lakes region, specifically perhaps in Rwanda, and how working together with the Catholic Church can bring about a more lasting peace.
Basically, the major problem is insecurity. We need and pray for a region of peace where people can go about their daily lives secure, where farmers can do their work and enjoy the product of their farming, where mothers can give birth to children in safe area, where the young can embark on education and prepare for their future in a secure environment, where business people can make initiatives and enjoy the product of their hard labor. So the great issue is lasting peace in the region, where free from any conflict, where the brotherhood is a culture of oneness, culture of peace, culture of love, as it used to be in the times of our forefathers.
Bishop Antoine, tell us a little bit about the sort of interreligious dimension. I can obviously see that both of you are very, very one and together with the aims of the Peace in the Great Lakes initiative. What's dialogue like with other religions, Islam, other religions in Rwanda? Is that something that's important or less so than maybe other African countries?
It's very important. This is open for other religions also. And this is open and already there are several other churches that are joining us as observers, but it is open to all. Because in the program of peace, each one brings in the contribution. But when we put together the efforts, it can lead to even better results. Because what we have gone through in Rwanda, it has been a very hard task, and still have a lot to do. Because the genocide in Rwanda, it was not something done by foreigners. It is the people living together, praying in the same churches, and sometimes also with the churches, they have grown together, they have studied in their schools. It has been so and still difficult because you have got the survivors, the victims, the perpetrators and their families living side by side in the same village, the same schools, same churches, such that we need more and more creativity and initiatives, different initiatives to combine our efforts because there is a lot to do. But so far we have a great step.
Well, Bishop Augustine, I can tell that it's taken two decades to sort of walk that path of reconciliation, with more work to be done, I am sure. But when you mentioned security at the start of this podcast and the movement towards a more security in Rwanda, is there not also a need for other surrounding countries in the Great Lakes region to be not only working towards security in their countries, but also working together with the countries that border the region?
Well, we are here really for the peace initiatives for the Great Lakes region. When I talk of security, I'm talking of the Great Lakes region. Because as far as Rwanda is concerned, if we were able to come that far and to make great steps in the positive direction of unity and reconciliation, working hard, looking ahead, and working for the progress of our nation, it is because the country has invested enough in ensuring the security first for the people. Actually, Rwanda is now known as a secure country in the Great Lakes region, more secure than many, many nations of the area, to the point that Rwanda now is contributing to the peacekeeping in the region and beyond, sending peacekeeping troops to Sudan, to Central African Republic, and to Mali. And, we are here representing the region. And if a neighbor is in trouble, you are in trouble as well. In Rwanda, we cannot enjoy a desired great future if our neighbors do not do so. So in the Great Lakes region, there has been this recurrence of conflicts, unfortunately, where the whole region is affected. For instance, if there are conflicts and fightings in a neighboring country like Congo, Eastern Congo, our whole region is affected. There is influx of refugees from Congo into Rwanda. The trade that should benefit people both ways is affected. The education, the activities for people's advancement are all disturbed, you see? Mm. So that is why security in the region is greatly needed, because we all need it. We all benefit from it.
Bishop Antoine, obviously you're here to speak to the Catholic communities, you're here to speak to the Anglican communities. Does your message of solidarity apply to governments as well? Are you here to talk to the government?
The government has got a great role and responsibility in decision making. We are here to make known the initiatives for peace that are done, which need to be consolidated, because people need peace. Recently, we had, when we launched this campaign, there was a group of women traders. They're women who cross from Rwanda, Gisenyi, and cross to Goma daily with their trading. And the women from Congo who cross to Rwanda, from Burundi to Congo, from Congo to Rwanda, and they make their living on that. When there is a conflict, it is a big loss it touches their life. And yet there are people who, they have confidence in each other. Between them, there is no problem. But the political conflicts and problem is what affects them. We would like to raise their voice to be known, so that there are these signs of hope and initiatives for peace.
And Bishop Antoine, I'm just going to finish with you, and then we'll move across to Bishop Augustine. This question is going to apply to both of you. So first of all, Bishop Antoine, what would you want to say to both the Catholics and the Anglicans in England and Wales about this initiative?
I would like, first of all, to express my gratitude. Even for the last 20 years, we have had solidarity from the Christians, Catholics, and Anglicans here in England through the organizations like CAFOD, Christian Aid, and others who have been supporting us and accompanying us in building peace in the region. We are very grateful for that and would like to ask them to continue accompanying and supporting the different peace initiatives to consolidate peace so that we can have a durable peace in the region.
And Bishop Augustine, would you echo that? What would you want to say to both the Catholics and Anglicans of England and Wales?
Yeah, I would definitely echo that and say that the work is not over yet. I would encourage Catholics and Anglicans in United Kingdom to keep up the accompaniment until peace is a culture in our region, because we together proclaim our great Lord, our great King of Peace, who is Jesus Christ. So, and we are also grateful for their prayers and their support and their love. We ask them to keep it up.
Well, I must say, this is a bit of a privilege for me, not one Rwandan bishop, but two, an Anglican bishop and a Catholic bishop. So it remains for me to say thank you very much to Bishop Augustine Ahimana Murekezi from the Anglican Diocese of Kivu in Rwanda, and also, of course, Bishop Antoine Kambanda from the Diocese of Kibungu, the Catholic Diocese in Rwanda. So thank you very much for that. Really excellent to hear your viewpoint. It's great to see that we've made some distance down the track, but obviously there's more distance to go for a lasting peace. Thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you very much.